Okay, here we go. Welcome to Audio Obscura, an audio mystery podcast, hosted by David Martinez and Michael Foster. Episode 74, 2 Year Spectacular.
Oh my gosh, what a princess.
Yes, she is a woman.
Hi, Winona.
she's a monster today. Did you pee on the Christmas tree?
Yes. Oh, look at that. Look at shit. Look at pride. That's pride right there.
I don't know why it threw me off so much to hear you describe your dog as a woman. Like, I've heard plenty of times someone say, this is my dog, she's a girl, or he's a boy, but I've never heard someone pull up a pen and go, she's a woman, this is a man, my dog is a man.
The thing is that when I got her, she had just had a fresh C-section, and her nipples were dragging on the ground, and her vulva was black and swollen and looked like a piece of poop hanging out the back of her butthole. So to call her a girl would be wrong. Sorry.
Wow.
That was too much. Okay,
sorry. That was just enough.
She's a woman.
She's a warrior. She's not just a woman.
Yeah, she's a warrior princess.
She's my nipple queen.
Make sure you really get the full murdery vibe of this basement.
It is very murdery.
Our Zoom allows us to zoom in, so we'll just like do a slow Ken Burns into the murder ceiling.
Good.
Is that an orb?
An orb?
I can't get rid of them. They just keep coming.
All right. Any questions from y'all before we get into this?
What do we win?
Winona.
Yeah, you have to give us to her, and if it's split custody.
I like the way you phrase that. You have to give us to her.
Yeah.
Because she is a woman.
She's a woman.
Okay, that's fine. Fair is fair.
Okay, Foster, do you want to kick us off?
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to follow your lead.
Oh, okay. All right.
You got this.
Drink that Jameson. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode. We're here again, but we're here at a very special time in a very special place. And that very special place is the virtual interwebs. We're somewhere across cyberspace coming to you for the 2 year anniversary of Audio Obscura. I couldn't be more honored to be by the side of my co-host, the illustrious Michael Foster.
Thank you, David. I am overwhelmed by the amount of awesome people we have for this. Some would call it irresponsible, the number of people.
I think most people.
And the amount of talent
we
have in this meeting right now.
Me too. I'm thrilled. I'm so excited. We have brought together this pantheon of amazing previous guests that we had on this show, and I'm really excited. So let's get started introducing them. This is in no particular order. I'm going to go around my Zoom screen here. Actually, you know what, Foster? We're doing something special because we have so many guests for this episode. So as listeners, Obscurians who have been with us a while might remember, for our anniversary episodes, Foster and I like to join in together. We are both the Obscurist this week. So our guests are going to be are the guessy boys and girls, the gassy uncles. They're going to be trying to guess what this mystery is that you and I have put together. I'm very excited about
it. Oh, yes. We are holding all the cards. We are manipulating the strings. Do not look behind the curtain, my friends.
So because we have so many guests for this week's episode, we have created teams, two rival competing challenging teams to go head-to-head in this week's mystery. Our team one is three people. We have Kelly Jacobson. Kelly, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
We have Ben Oxer.
Hello, hello. Good to see you, David. Good to see you, Foster. Good to see you, all these other lovely humans.
Thank you so much, Ben. Glad to have you back. And we have Allison Jones.
Oh, hey. How's it going?
Oh hey. We startled you a little bit.
I was pulling up my pants.
It's fine. It's an audio medium.
We didn't have to know that. We wouldn't have had to know.
I just believe in honesty. Okay, let's keep going.
There you have it. You see what's in store for this team, what their priorities are. Here we go. Our team two.
Starting off, we've got Paige Lockhart. How you doing, Paige?
Hey, I'm great. Thanks. Congratulations, guys.
Thanks, Paige. And thanks for being here. I turn my attention now to Jamie Campbell.
Oh, hello.
Finally, on this team, we've got Ed Cuddy.
It's all happening, guys. Happy 2 years. We're here. And we're loving everything. Christmas is coming. It is your cotton anniversary. What does that mean to you guys?
Oh, we get all the clothes? Is that a real thing? Did you make that up?
Yeah. No, it's cotton.
That's true. That's a true fact. I think it might be time for like some shirts, Audio Obscura shirts.
Fun merch corner.
Great idea.
I like it.
Sorry, I took over like I was interviewing you suddenly.
What is your recommendation for a t-shirt slogan?
2 years, still here.
All right, we'll workshop it a little bit.
Audio Obscura. I wasn't done.
Oh,
what about like two years? Audio Obscura.
Oh.
We love all
That's
suggestions.
It. That's the best thing you're going to get out of me.
We'll hear everything.
I love it.
And then we'll confer later off air.
Not super inclusive of anyone with one or three ears, but you
okay.
Know.
All right.
2020.
Well, we appreciate all the ideas. We do need some merch. It's time. It's been 2 years.
Yes, indeed. Those are the two teams, Foster. I'm excited. They're shaping up to be...
Those are the two teams. They're great teams, David.
Yeah. I think they'll be a little competitive. I don't know what you think.
Yeah. I think they will.
You haven't thought about it
much. Just based on that brief introduction.
I have a question, though. What are we going to have names? Are we going to have team names? Because I mean, based on Allison's bravery earlier, I think we should be maybe like Team Radical Honesty. Or Ooh. Something, and our approach should be that of just we say exactly what we're thinking all the time, and that honest approach is what's going to win us this mystery.
Thank you for that permission.
I support that.
All right, second team. Anyone want to throw out a potential team name?
Oh, I heard Fresh C-Section earlier. I don't know. What that...
That's sexy. That is a sexy name.
Wait, no. What was the nipple thing?
Oh, Nipple Queen.
Yeah,
Nipple Queens.
I think that was off air, just so the listeners know. That was before we started recording, I think. You don't need context.
Queens.
I don't think they need context.
No.
Yeah, I think Nipple Queens PG-12.
My nipples got hard just thinking about it.
That was not.
We all got them.
Why are you ashamed? Why are you ashamed of the female body, David?
You're right. No, you're right. There's no shame. There's absolutely no shame here.
Thank you.
Kelly. Boys have nipples.
Yeah,
too.
I was going to say. We do.
Queen, it is
I'm sorry. I have never seen a man shirtless before. This is news to me.
Wait. I believe you're engaged to a man. If
engaged,
I'm not mistaken.
But not married, Foster. Come on.
I stand corrected.
They've been waiting.
I stand corrected.
What do you take
I
me
applaud
for?
Your purity.
That you are in Kansas.
In the Midwest, seeing a man shirtless is a home run. That's past third base.
We are saving that for a special occasion.
Second anniversary.
That's when the cotton comes off.
We brought it back together.
This is Audio Obscura, an audio mystery podcast. If you're not familiar, David and I are the obscurists. We're in charge. Teams, Radical Honesty, and Nipple Queen.
And Nipple Queen.
We have, I believe, six clips and a hint clip and a reveal clip, of course. So if your team gets everything correct without the hint, you can win 3 points. If you need the hint, no worries. You can win a maximum of 2 points and so on. David, throwing it to you.
All right. Yeah. I think just a final statement from each team about how they're feeling about this mystery that Foster and I have concocted together. Nipple Queens, if you guys want to go first. That's never going to not sound weird in my mouth.
I'm so excited I'm barking about it.
Oh,
you
yeah.
Hear that?
Yeah, we hear it. Yeah.
I'm feeling ready. I'm feeling cutthroat. You know, wow. I'm feeling very competitive. All right?
Yeah, this feels high stakes to me. So I'm ready.
The stakes have never been higher.
But a little bit terrified.
Yep. Yeah. And Radical Honesty.
I'm sweating in every possible area. So
Is that related to this or?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Just one.
I'm nervous. I'm very war.
I feel I.
So my pits, my palms, unmentionables.
Again, yes. We didn't have to know. You didn't have to tell us, but I guess we're
radical honesty.
I feel clear-headed and ready to take on the mystery. I'm ready to solve whatever you throw at us.
I feel like I'm doomed to failure because every time I, most of the time when I'm listening to your show, I feel very confident very early on. And I'm like, you idiots. And I'm yelling, you idiots at no one in my apartment. And so I feel like this time you're going to have something that I'm going to completely biff on. And I'm just preparing everyone for that possibility. So sorry to my teammates if that's what happens.
This isn't a space for apology. It's a space for acceptance.
I honestly, I haven't gotten over the fact that the last time I was on, you picked a dollar bill, like a talking dollar bill as the mystery. So I think I'm ready for revenge on that horrible podcast I had to endure.
Well, maybe today's the day you get your revenge. Clip one!
You look like somebody that would drink a lot. So let me show you this first, okay? There's no need to get mean about it, but look.
So, why? Here's the first piece of the sliding puzzle in my head. You look at someone, you're like, oh, you like to drink. A complimentary item for that is fur. What is the connective tissue between fur and drinking?
Is there a drink that's in the title? Like, fur? I don't drink a lot. I'm sorry. Oh. I just don't. Like, a horse feather, that's a thing. I don't know.
You think that maybe Bud Light Lime-A-Rita has, like, a fur variety? Mm-hmm. They have, like, Bud Light fur?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For the classier crowd. I don't know.
Is it the hair of the dog that bit you? Like that term when you, like the next day, they're like, you want some hair of the dog that bit you? Here, have a glass of fur. And this woman thinks that that's how that actually works. And she's just handing him a mug of fluff.
I felt like that accent, it was a very thick Southern accent. And I felt like that voice was familiar to me. It was like a very common Southern accent, or it was somebody I knew and had like heard before. It was super familiar.
I feel vindicated. Every episode I say that Foster's mystery sound familiar to me, and he yells at me for it because they actually end up never being anyone important. But neither here nor there.
It might be just a common Southern accent, but it sounded familiar.
It sounded to me like the daughter on the show Chrissy Knows Best. I don't know if you guys have seen
Sadly.
That show. It's a reality show. It's very
Sadly,
it's very good.
It.
I recommend it. Also, I didn't hear Let Me Show You This Furs. I heard, let me show you this that's, first.
That's yes, what that's I what heard I heard. Too. I did keep thinking of Marfarita, but as a drink that might involve fur. But
so there are options. There are options.
It didn't sound legitimate to me. It didn't sound like someone was.
Yes, Anne, I agree.
Offering an actual drink. It sounded like a character. Like
they were putting on an accent.
Yeah.
Yes. It didn't sound like a legitimate accent.
Yeah.
Accent. Has there ever been a sequel to Where the Heart Is?
Not yet, Jamie.
No, and there. Yeah.
Okay, because that was the vibe I was getting the whole time. Like Where the Heart Went.
I felt flip flops kicking off outside of a car, and I felt a Walmart being made into a home.
Yeah.
Is that the right movie?
What about
yeah, that's the one.
Since we've all been here in the past, what do we think the format sounded like?
I already have a guess on that.
That's why she asked.
You zip that up. You zip that up to the end.
We're on the same team.
That's
don't say anything.
Radical honesty? Hello? Wow. Come on.
You told us to be competitive, Paige.
we'll do breakout groups eventually.
No, we don't have that fancy a Zoom. We sprung for basic premiums.
You're right, we don't.
I'll tell you what this sounds like to me, and it feels weird to make this specific of a guess after only hearing the first clip the first time, but here's what this sounds like to me. This sounds like an ASMR video. This sounds like...
You would know.
This sounds like a...
Wait, what?
Like one of those... You would know.
You big freak for ASMR.
Yeah. You sound freak.
ASMRionado.
ASMR, for anybody who doesn't know, people do these all sorts of like relaxing things. Soft speaking is
why
is
describe
a
it when
one.
You can show, not tell.
Well, because it's not going to work with the Zoom mic, and it's not, it won't, it's it'll be bad.
Talking
to soft I'm not going to do ASMR. Okay, look, listen, I'm trying to make a guess here. I didn't come to be persecuted. I didn't come to be put on the spot. I didn't come to be judged.
You idiots.
I think it's some kind of ASMR thing where it's some sort of role playing in like a shop or something. That's
that
my
is
guess.
A big swing. A big swing very early on. But I appreciate it.
It is. And you know what? I could be wrong, but Teddy Roosevelt said, what's the point of carrying around a big stick if you're not going to swing it at every ASMR artist?
David, do we get to hear it? Do we get to hear it again?
I think that's a great segue, Kelly. Let's hear clip number one, our second time. Here we go.
You look like somebody that would drink a lot. So let me show you this first, okay? There's no need to get mean about it, but look.
Yeah, it was a weird first.
I think it's let me show you this first, I think.
Yeah, I definitely misheard further.
You hear what you want to hear. You've got to think critically.
I think I have a guess. If Ben's throwing out a guess, I have a better guess.
Please.
And this is Dan Cuddy speaking, in case you guys were wondering, all that are
we
listening.
We knew.
For those listening that can't see me talking, I want everyone to, like, sign and seal on the first audio clip that I got this right. It's someone that dabbles in miniatures, like miniature houses, miniature, perhaps a saloon, a little bar. And if the customer is someone that likes to drink, obviously this person, this expert, created a miniature of a famous bar. Mm-mm. You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Locked it up. How many points did I get?
Can you give us an example of a famous bar? Like what? Throw out a guess of what a famous bar could be if you think that this is a miniature of a famous
yes,
bar.
Yes, I can. It's called Cheers, the show.
Arguably the famous bar.
Yeah.
What's that bar called?
The name of the bar is Cheers the
Cheers
Show.
Cheers the Show. Yeah, that's the bar.
No, Jamie, you know. What is it?
The bar?
Yeah.
It's just called Cheers.
No, it's
I
not.
I think it is. It's
is
legit
it really?
Called yeah. Cheers. It says Cheers on the door. Oh, yeah. That's like the end of the God. Theme song, I think.
Wow.
I've yeah. been
really
to it, you guys. The
yeah,
Cheers
like,
in Boston.
Likewise. I have too.
Yeah. Not that.
Yeah.
I did get saloon vibes. However, it felt like more of an intimate relationship than a stranger.
Oh, yeah, okay. But also, she's speaking to someone, but we don't hear their audio. So,
yet.
Like, I there's
it's
this
a
is
clip.
Some this is some type of role playing. This is some type of like
I got like audition vibes. Like she's doing a self tape or something, and like she's reading for a role.
Nice. I like it. All
I
a lot of good
can
theories.
Dig that idea.
A lot of good ponderings happening. I think, Foster, what do you say we move on to clip number two?
I would say, well, just I wouldn't say they're all good, but I'd say we move on.
Oh, Foster.
Yeah.
There's some radical honesty.
Can you be specific about whose were good though?
Okay, you look kinda sad. You know what you need? Here's something you could use. A dream catcher. Look at that. Ooh, a dream catcher.
Oh, nice face. Anna is so upset by this.
Look,
I think
look.
Ben was right, but I think I was also right.
Look, we are team radical honesty, so I'm going to be radically honest and tell you I know exactly what ASMR sounds like, and it sounds
it
like
does?
That. If this is not some kind of ASMR clip, I will eat this plush toy on the desk beside me.
Is it typically Southern and crinkly?
Don't make those promises.
I feel like it's like, I don't know if there's like such a thing as personal shopper fetish
yes.
videos.
Yeah, that's what it's making me nervous that this would be ASMR.
It feels life. Like that, Jamie. It feels like she's leading people down a path, but with an edge to her. She's got some secrets.
It sounds like tiny miniature shopping experiences, Jamie.
So you think she's pointed to like a tiny dream catcher?
Yes.
Like a earring sized dream catcher.
Yeah, she's whispering to her small customers about the small items.
What
sale.
If she's holding up like a paperback copy of the Stephen King book, Dreamcatcher?
Is that a book?
It is. It's a. I don't think it's one of his best.
If it wasn't a book, he said it with some serious authority.
She said you need a dreamcatcher. So I don't know if that would be the book. But I like where your mind's going, Jamie.
Mm.
Also, that maybe... didn't sound like a dreamcatcher to me. It sounded like metal. I don't know if dreamcatchers are normally.
Is the sound supposed to be the dreamcatcher?
I got that vibe. Mm-hmm. ASMR, I got some tingles.
That... Let's all play right. that clip one more time.
Yeah.
Maybe like Yogi Berra.
Whoa, and slow your roll a little.
I don't want to gloss over the fact that Ben promised to eat a plush toy if he's wrong. So I just want to make sure that we...
He did, and I really hoped he didn't make that promise, but he did.
Now his own team's rooting against themselves.
Yeah.
I'm not.
I almost want him to make sure it's in writing, preferably in blood, but just something to really confirm that he is making that commitment.
It's... You're recording the screen. So.
Yeah. Yeah, you can see this. Let it be known.
you can see.
I've made my bed. I've made my bed, and I'm ready to eat it, as they say.
Yes. It, when you eat it, can you do it close to the mic so we can get some true
ASMR?
All right. Second listen.
Okay. You look kind of sad. You know what you need? Here's something you could use. A dream catcher. Look at that. Ooh, a dream catcher.
Maybe it's coming out of the packaging.
Are dream catchers in packaging? This is not what I imagine. It
depends on where you get them. Like, if you get them at Arizona Trading Company,
yeah. Probably. If you get them at a carnival, then they might be in some packaging.
It felt right.
If you take a long journey out west,
it kind of seems
not.
Like she was. It kind of seemed like she was talking to a child to me. Like the way she was whispering, and then yeah, like her tone. It seemed like she was talking to a little kid.
It's like an alcoholic child.
Yeah, I mean, are we supposed to assume these are the same kids?
You like a Capri Sun, don't you?
This seems like a continual clip.
Oh, yeah.
Paige just wrote a page on what she thought it was.
I just write whatever is coming up. I wrote child dot dot dot. That's literally what I wrote.
All right.
Well, a lot of women your age are writing that.
question mark.
Oh my god.
Well, I can't get that upset.
Foster, David, can I ask? I'm going to ask a question. I don't know if you're allowed to answer this for me or not.
And you're just asking me, not David.
No, both either.
Well, now I know what to answer.
Are all of the clips that we're going to hear today from a single piece of media, or are they from a single source but different pieces of media, like as in like one YouTube video versus one channel but a bunch of different videos? You hear what I'm saying? Are you allowed to answer that?
I don't know.
Okay. They don't want to tell us the answer.
Yeah
I concur. The Audio Obscura Council has spoken.
All right.
What, two people can't make up a board?
Done.
We need more people to make up.
That just happened, Allison.
Literally.
I need to see your bylaws. Happened. I need to see your bylaws. All right,
you got to keep these people in line. This is getting out of hand.
Let's move along to clip three.
You could wrestle an elephant with this thing. You could hog tie it and get it on the ground with this belt. See, that's what's so cool about it. It's not a real mustache.
What?
Well, that just changed everything.
Yeah, that didn't seem like ASMR.
Not anymore.
It does sound like every item is like an item she's selling.
It feels like a home shopping network of some sort.
Yeah.
There's sales going on for sure. I still contend that she's not actually selling anything and that this is part of some weird... role
it's like
play.
Comedy.
Have you guys ever pulled videos from Pornhub before?
For the podcast?
Yeah.
What is this rated?
It's supposed to be PG-12.
My God.
Maybe she's selling to people who are taking a nap. Like she's in a dark room and there's just like a lot of people napping and she's like, you know what? You could use this dream catcher.
Did she say the belt was not a real mustache? Is that what I heard?
The word belt was used?
That's what I
it's
heard
long
too.
Enough to hog
yeah, like
someone.
You could wrestle an
you
elephant.
Wrestle an elephant.
It was a belt, but what was cool about it is it's not a real mustache.
I want to know how many belts get mistaken for mustaches, and how many mustaches get mistaken for belts, and what position this woman has found in her life where that's an issue that's coming up.
Well, are we talking like a belt buckle maybe that looks like a mustache?
I would never mistake a belt buckle for a mustache.
Never say never, so, Allison. You're making bold claims.
Let me tell you something. All honesty over here. Radical.
Also, I mean, I can't imagine wrestling an elephant with a belt also. I mean, these things just don't seem possible.
Realistic.
It is. I like the idea of it being a very funny Shopping Network sketch situation. That's where my mind is sitting right now.
We do have a second listen to that.
Oh,
let's take a nap.
You could wrestle an elephant with this thing. You could hog tie it and get it on the ground with this belt. See, that's what's so cool about it. It's not a real mustache.
Is it truly a belt, or is she saying a belt? Like, with the belt of it?
I was trying to figure that. I think that's
the
just
build,
her accent.
Is it B-U-I-L-D, build?
I think because she said hog tie something, that belt is what we
yeah, she has a very thick yeah. accent. Or is trying to.
Yeah. I just don't believe anything she's saying, I guess. It feels like she's
I think that belt is a mustache.
Maybe the mustache is like a separate thought, like, oh, look. This belt so cool. Oh, this it's not a real mustache.
Right, as she points to her face and she rips it off and she says, like, ah, this has been a different kind of video all along.
Well, and Jamie, you're a fan of wrestling, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
Could you just speak to the methodology for wrestling an elephant and how a belt and or a mustache might play into that?
Sure. Well, the mustache is going to fool the elephant first off.
Okay.
And so their guards are going to be down. All right. Because if you've got a mustache, they're like, oh, clearly this is the ringleader of the circus, a trusted man. And then they turn their back and you jump on them. And then you wrap the belt around their trunk. And then you want to bring it underneath their body and tie it to their tail. And they can't do a damn thing.
Jamie, you're so wise. And as a person who's worked at a zoo for 7 years, elephants are so smart. So I don't think they're thrown off by a belt. They're gonna know. They're gonna know
that's where the mustache comes into play.
Yeah,
but Allison, the tying the trunk to the tail, that holds up, right?
That I think they're gonna know something's tied to them, but
either
they're not a dog.
They're gonna get revenge because elephants never forget. So
there you go. I don't know that the belt is actually important. Or the fact that the mustache looks like a belt, but
I'm still not convinced it's actually belt. I think we should bear in mind the possibility that the word we heard was indeed build with an accent.
I'm not convinced that any of these clues actually matter, and it's going to come down to one clue we haven't even heard yet. Because
I agree, Kelly.
That's how David and Foster work.
I think they're taking us on a ride,
yeah.
And it's not to a place of logic. Uh-huh.
Mm. Yeah. I think this is how an actual board functions. So let's run another clip.
Yeah, I agree.
You.
I agree with my colleague.
Well, here's what we're going to do. Is a little thing called hot or cold.
Hot, cold.
David, tell him how it's going to work.
Well, for hot or cold, each of our teams, that's Radical Honesty and Nipple Queens, will each get a chance to make a single guess of a word, or it can be a compound word, so words that normally go together, typically. And that guess you'll give to us, the obscurists, and we'll tell you whether that guess is hot, cold, cool, warm, just to give you an idea of what track you might be on if you're aiming in the right direction. So each team will get a chance to come up with a single guess. So we'll have a total of two hot or cold guesses for this mystery.
I think I already know what Ben wants to guess.
Yes.
No, I don't need to guess it because I'm still sure. And I will eat this I will eat this plush thing if I am wrong about the overall form.
Can I clarify? Can I clarify? Is that a yellow red panda? Is that the head of a red panda, but it's yellow?
Yes.
And you, that's both, exactly, have
also inaccurate.
You both have
also
them.
Inaccurate.
You have two of them.
Well, they're hers, okay. But
they,
you know,
smell like strawberries.
What?
Yeah. Oh. They were just sitting over
there.
So you want to eat? This is like an opportunity for you.
There it is, Anne. There it is, Anne.
Wait, so Ben, if you're so confident,
look, don't worry,
if you're
about
so
it
confident that you don't need to ask if it's ASMR, what are you curious about then? What would you want?
What I'm curious about is what kind of a scenario exactly is being played out here, because there's and it is some sort of
shopping network
or a service. A consultant of some kind, it seems, mm-hmm, like. And mm-hmm, I have yet to nail down exactly what service this person is supposed to be providing. So that's what I'm curious,
maybe it,
about. If you have any...
Yeah, I'm just thinking it is the holiday time of year. Maybe this is not our guest yet. Okay, we're not giving this officially for our hot or cold. But it maybe is something like gift guide, you know, like holiday shopping gift guide recommendations. Mm. So maybe we ask the phrase like shopping network or shopping recommendations. I don't know.
Nipple Queens, my suggestion was Home Shopping Network, but
that's a lot of words.
Let's not do it if the other team's going to do it.
Right?
Yeah.
Maybe it's a Southern,
I mean,
elf.
We're going to hear, Anne.
We could.
And they're going over
Nipple
gifts.
Queens, we could work together in this phase and, you know, we could.
Oh. Ooh.
Wow, I like that.
We could mix it up, compliment her. You know, we could ask things to help each other, and then we could betray each other later on in the.
Oh, like,
why would you say it out loud?
Radical honesty.
Thank you for bringing me back.
Time is running out.
So it seems like it's
okay.
Wait, is there a time limit?
Allison, are you good with home shopping?
Time is running out.
2 hours.
Yes. Network.
Yes.
Ben, is that good?
Yes.
I'm okay. Fine with that. Yeah.
Shopping network. Is that like, what we're going for?
Yeah, shopping network / shopping recommendations.
Okay. Foster, do you want to take this one? I'll take Nipple Queens.
Oh, I was going to message you privately.
Oh, which you've just done. Yes, sorry.
Do you concur?
Read it out loud, David.
I will concur, yeah. I will concur. Go ahead.
Shopping network is warm.
Ooh.
All right, Jen.
Are we talking like lukewarm or like is it close to a simmer?
Are we about to boil?
Warm.
Closer to lukewarm.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
I think
that probably means that it's the network part that's cold and the shopping part that's warm, but
that's
yeah.
Let's see what are you guys? Nipple queens have to say.
Hey, all right, Nip Queens.
Hey, Queens.
I want to know what they have
to
say.
So, could this possibly be someone that's stuck in their house and going around their house acting, because they're bored, acting like holiday gift guide, basically, and just making up descriptions?
Oh, should we go with gift guide?
No, we just, is that too close?
I like that. I'm getting like, after you say that, I have this idea of like somebody on Facebook who is marketing small things as part of maybe an MLM, maybe not. Would it be helpful to do like a, I don't know, like a home
like
video?
MLM, like a pyramid scheme?
Maybe, but I don't know if that's the part I want to focus on.
Or do you
maybe
mean miniatures, like a dollhouse?
Keep pushing it, Anne. Keep pushing it.
Oh, okay, man.
I liked what you guys were saying about being stuck at your house. I feel like cleaning out your house or something like these weird things.
It made me think
like
of
garage
TikTok
sale type stuff.
Like so, TikTok videos is what it made me think of.
Maybe our guest could be, yeah, maybe our guest could be like home, just home as sort of the place where this is.
So like not an official company selling stuff. It's like a crap items basically. Right.
Or
like
personal items.
Personal items, yeah. That's better.
Which, because I mean, they may be crappy, but I mean, she's pretty excited about the belt.
Very right. Excited. It's a chunky belt. It's got to be chunky, right?
Or a chunky belt.
What is your?
So let's come up with two options for what we think we should do, and then between it, have the Nipple Queens vote for what we think.
Okay.
Personal sales.
personal sales.
I don't
love
know.
It.
I like that. Nice condensing.
Okay, that's one.
Sounds like that's your guess.
No, because we were going to come, we already had a plan.
I know, but I'm hearing no other options.
Closet clean out.
I'm fine with personal. Closet clean out. I like that too.
Oh. Mm. Ooh. That's interesting because it is, yeah, somebody else's stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. So what are we going to go with?
I'm fine with any of them.
Wasn't there supposed to be voting?
Yeah, well, yeah. The democratic process just out the window. You know, whatever. I'm fine. Just whoever. Whatever.
I voted by mail.
Paige, what do you think?
I'm wary of going with like personal sales just because they did a mm-hmm. sort of shopping themed yeah. guest. Okay. So mm-hmm. I don't want it to yeah. be too close to theirs.
Okay. Love it. So we took one away.
We did. Personal.
So just personal.
Personal
I don't
items?
Know if that...
How about personal items?
Personal like, items.
Would that be helpful?
I
mean,
it.
Now we're also in yeah. it with radical honesty. Like, we want to help you guys out at this moment and then tear you down. So, yes. what do you guys think?
I
about
like that.
Yes. How are you doing?
Like personal items, like closet clean out. Ben, what are you thinking?
Personal items is an umbrella that could include closet yeah. clean out. So, I think we go with personal items.
Ben, what are you writing over there?
I'm okay with that.
I've been writing down the items that she has mentioned so far in an attempt to see if I can figure out the theme that connects them. But so far, I've got some sort of drink or drinking accessory, maybe a belt or something with a very sturdy build, and something that is not a mustache.
And a dream catcher.
A cozy?
And the dream catcher. And the dream catcher.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
We Nipple know- Queens, okay. What is our hot or cold guess? What are we going with?
Whatever Paige just said.
Paige? You're the spokesperson.
You personal items?
Are you guys comfortable with that? Personal items, if you guys are all good with that. All right, it's personal items.
All right, that's
we're
their,
locking it in.
That's their hot. Well, hold on. Let's just hold our horses. We don't lock things in until the final guess is at the end of the episode. We don't need Foster to get carried away with that locked in button. For hot or cold, Nipple Queen's guess is personal items, and that guess is hot.
Oh, it's sizzling.
Oh,
I burned myself.
Sizzle.
And before we move on, we were supposed to ask if somebody feels inspired to give us a hot or cold theme song. So could somebody, if somebody's feeling inspired, play us out with a spontaneous hot or cold theme song?
Hot, cold.
It's an original.
It's the stinger version.
Can you do it again when I'm not talking? I start talking, please.
Oh no, we'll have just her audio. We can we'll delete you for that. Don't worry.
Thank you.
They have the technology to be rid of us all,
but only for that. Do not ever delete Ann Cuddy.
Can we get another for safety?
Okay.
No, not from you, Allison.
Oh. Okay.
Okay, I'm sorry, guys. That was supposed to be a joke, and that did not work.
Oh, you yeah. wouldn't send my help. Yeah.
Can we get a few? Can we get a few Ann interruptions in the wild? Just some wilds.
They come naturally. It's fine.
No, thank you, Allison, very much.
That was beautiful.
That was delightful. We might also insert that at the beginning of Hot or Cold, too. Just a heads up. Ladies and gentlemen, let's move into the back half of this mystery. We have three clips Ooh. Left. Just three clips, and we're going to start with clip number 4.
It's an owl, and he has these dangly feet. It's like his legs are broken. Now, this adorable little turkey pumpkin is only $82.37.
It's a good deal.
Is the owl a turkey pumpkin, or are those two separate items? An owl?
I think they're two separate items.
I think they're next to each other on the shelf.
Okay.
Is it a turkey, but she's calling you a yeah. pumpkin?
Oh, no.
It's a turkey, pumpkin.
Your mind works very well, Jamie.
I think we're talking ceramic figurines.
It had dangly, clankily feet, because I heard she said they were dangly, but I heard a clank as she picked it up.
Oh,
the owl.
No.
Mm.
Dangly, clankily.
Yeah, I'm imagining like the string legs, you know, with the bits.
With a little ceramic leggies.
Yeah. Yes.
$82.
That's a lot.
And 34 cents.
I wouldn't pay that much for a real owl. I'm just kidding. I'm sorry.
Allison, that's just because you know all of the downsides.
Total
of real
slam
owls.
On the value of owls out of nowhere. I just want to throw out there is a certain vibe that I'm starting to get from these items, and it's a frontier vibe. It's almost a Wild West kind of vibe. It's like this exists halfway in a cowboy story of some kind. Maybe.
Oh, you're thinking Southwestern genre.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like maybe she lives in Arizona.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
Allison did mention saloon, I think, at the beginning of the mystery, after clip one, I believe.
Right.
This feels to me like Teddy Roosevelt's estate sale.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
It does have like an estate sale vibe. That feels really accurate.
What if it's a garage sale? No.
A hell of a garage.
It's too personal.
And it is like pretty pricey also.
This is a place.
Antique store?
Estate sale.
Antique store, possibly. Yeah.
Well, we already know it's like a personal though, right?
So yeah, here's the thing.
That's right.
I've never been to an estate sale, but does someone like welcome you in and say, you look like you drink?
Maybe in COVID times, there's like a virtual estate sale.
You look sad.
Oh, yeah. Socially distanced estate sale.
You look
sale.
Sad. Yes, this was my grandmother.
Because it's not an auction. The price was set.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's not an auction.
That's right.
Well, we get a second listen of clip four. Should we give it a second listen?
Yeah.
Sure.
It's an owl, and he has these dangly feet. It's like his legs are broken. Now, this adorable little turkey pumpkin is only $82.37.
It's a pumpkin that has turkey features.
This I don't know of a species known as the turkey pumpkin. Yeah. I know that we have animal experts on the call, but
yeah.
So correct me if I'm wrong.
It's a turkey dressed as a pumpkin, right?
It's one of the things. It's either a pumpkin with turkey features or a turkey with pumpkin features.
Or is it just like a plant-based meat? Right? This year we're going to get turkey pumpkin.
You're not wrong.
Because Jeff is a vegan now.
Now, I mean, I'm not from the South or the Southwest, but is it possible that turkey pumpkin is just a term of endearment that she has transferred either to the person she's talking to or to the owl figurine itself? And she's saying, he's a turkey pumpkin.
Well, now, didn't she say, now look at this turkey pumpkin. You're right. It could be an item or it could be a reference, an endearing reference.
Look at this turkey pumpkin.
Listeners from the southwest of the United States, write us in and let us know if that's a term of endearment.
Her accent.
Wait. But didn't she put a price on it?
Yeah.
It was $82.
Her accent is very much not from the Southwest, though. Like,
right.
No,
but we should.
It's closer to like classic.
Louisiana, Alabama,
Mississippi.
But we should bear in mind, though,
Georgia.
Georgia, Kentucky, Tennessee.
Just name them all.
We don't want any of our listeners to feel left out. Say them all, please.
Florida, please don't forget them.
But I think it's important, though. I think it's important, though, that we remember that I'm still going with the theory that this is some kind of role play, meaning that this is pretend, right? Like, we're not hearing a genuine whatever this is supposed to be. This is a person pretending to do something, in which case their actual native accent may have nothing to do with the area that they are cosplaying in.
That's why I was feeling like TikTok, like somebody is doing a funny video of like terrible things around their house.
Yeah. Yeah. That's okay. That makes sense.
I just want to disagree with Ben because that was my idea and not his. His idea was ASMR. And that's why he was going to eat his.
That's what I didn't say. It wasn't. I didn't take that back.
No, I am gonna. Yep.
Well, and, let's all remember that.
I have not changed. My mind. I am trying. I am trying to get to the specific.
Sniff those strawberries and get ready.
I think we need to move right along to I think our next clip. This will be clip five, I believe.
There are 8 servings in here. You can have 8 doses of magic for $11.84. That's the best bargain you're going to find in Cookies today. Well, think it over.
She's made up her shop.
Yep.
That was like a shop name.
I agree. Totally.
Cookies totally. And...
And I agree with Ben and I apparently Anne's original idea.
I don't know why you're saying you agree with Ben then, because it has nothing to do with Ben. Ben just repeated what other people thought.
I do definitely...
It does seem like she's talking to no
I
one.
I do feel like this is the TikTok thing or something. That she's like... But she's like showing different items on TikTok or something.
Because she said magic.
Yeah, I feel like it's an antique store that she's selling weird stuff and kind of going around doing a video because the shop's closed. And so now you guys at home, you can get a turkey pumpkin. You can get 8 doses of magic.
But the prices feel made up too. Like it doesn't feel like if it was a real store, I don't think the turkey pumpkin would be $82.37.
What would you pay for?
I'm sorry.
Like a fake one.
What do you think the realistic market value is for a serving of magic?
I just think they would be even numbers.
Eight doses of magic.
I just think it would be more of an even number. It'd be like $9.99 or like $10 or like.
But no, what I'm saying is that you can't sell magic for any price. So no matter what price she assigns to it, it's a fake price.
I assume when she says 8 doses of magic, she's saying something else is magic. Like it's 8 doses of like a tonic.
Okay.
That is magic.
Okay.
She is describing the item as magic. That's
fair. And is it like a body weight? Like how do you get the ratio?
To me, it feels like I feel like her company name was Cookies and Something.
I was going to say that too. There was Cookies. I heard Cookies.
So it feels like maybe it's partially food related. Like 8 parts or 8 in a set or whatever she said could mean these are decorated cookies. Cookies decorated like a turkey pumpkin. I mean, it doesn't make sense with the ceramic figurine.
Festive cookies! Thanksgiving cookies.
Yeah, it could be like decorated cookies.
Yeah, but you don't refer to your cookies as a dose.
Yes, you do. Of pie. I inject.
If they were magic, you might, Jamie.
You're right.
I would suggest that we take, because we've only listened to that clip once, right?
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. So on the next listen, I want to pay close attention to the context around that bleep because what I'm remembering is that she said something about that's the sort of thing you can find here at Cookies
and
possessive. Work. No, I don't think she said Anne. Cookies bleep. Cookies possessive bleep. Cookies haberdashery.
Like if she is she is cookie.
I don't know if that's what it is, but I think we should listen for it because I think that
Cookie
might
died
be
and she's selling cookies.
And that's the reason. And that's the reason that Foster would bleep it. Because if she just said the kind of establishment we were at, then that would be far too big a giveaway.
Okay, I want to listen to it again, but I don't want to agree. I think our teams are getting a little too close.
The lines are blurred. Yeah.
Yes, intertwined. And I would like to separate how we feel about each other and also are agreeing with each other.
There's just so much conflict right now, Anne, in the world that I thought maybe we could collaborate a little bit. For the time being,
I'm fine with Kelly. You're not the problem.
Well, that's not what Kelly was saying off mic about you, Anne.
No.
And Allison,
no.
Jamie thought your headphones were dumb. I'm trying. I'm trying.
Wow.
I'm failing.
I thought that chat was private.
Am I the bad guy in this whole episode? I think I am.
I would like to hear the clip again.
Me too.
Please.
Let's hear it again.
Give me just 1 second. I'm buying the domain cookieshaberdashery.com. Clip 5. Here we go.
There are 8 servings in here. You can have 8 doses of magic for $11.84. That's the best bargain you're going to find in cookies today. Well, think it over.
Cookies something today.
Yeah, but also eight servings of something, blank doses of magic.
8 doses, yeah.
It's 8 servings. Oh. That does sound like cookies.
Just so saying. it could be a food.
Right, it could. Saying. But sorry, back
like
to
like
your...
a $1.25, a $1.50 per
magic
dose.
That's a cookie.
It's a great deal.
I do think it is cookies possessive something. Like she is cookie and we are not being told yet what
cookies confection.
It's cookies
Yeah.
Cookies or well, Yeah, maybe. Although we were selling fake mustaches and dream catchers and
it's
owls.
Like cookies.
So I don't
stuff from my
I don't know
attic.
If it's entirely cookies. Food centered.
Cookies cabinet.
Cookies corner.
Yeah. Cookies cabinet.
Cookies prize chopper.
Yeah, cookies trinket shop, cookies, mm-hmm. Cookies collectibles.
It was long.
Cookies Walmart.
Cookies consciousness.
They're not technically a franchise, but
Cookies very weird Burger King.
We're having it our way.
Cookies conch shell. What if the 8 doses of magic is like Mallow magic? She's got like some packages of Mallow magic that she's selling.
Oh, I love it.
What is that? I don't know what that
is. It is a marshmallow covered popcorn that was popularized in the show Gilmore Girls.
Wait, I watched Gilmore Girls and I don't know about
Take
that.
Us back.
Really?
I watched.
Maybe they only mentioned it in a couple of episodes. It's very delicious. They sell it at most supermarkets. I would try it if you like kettle corn.
Paige, I'm telling you, I've seen the whole entire series of Gilmore Girls at
Same,
least 11
I'm currently
times.
In a rewatch.
I'm going to search this after the show and provide an episode list.
It sounds like internal conflict.
I need to know because I love marshmallows.
After the show, we're not allowed to look anything up during the show.
Yeah, keep it no mind. Looking up.
Yeah, Paige, I don't think you know what you're talking about.
Guys, I know. Red Vines, Mallow Magic.
Stop trying to cause dissension, Michael Foster.
Foster, you're a real troublemaker.
I thought you said model magic, which is like that.
That's what I thought.
Air dry foam stuff that you can make things out of for kids.
I was like,
that
this
is not what I said.
Puff it too.
Where are we at, David?
We have one final clip left, ladies and gentlemen, in our regular seasons of clips. We're coming to the end here. So after this will be an important decision for the Nipple Queens and Radically Honest to make. Here we go.
We don't get to hear all of them again.
No.
When? And you have been on this show twice. When has that ever happened?
How
I feel like
dare
you've let me listen to all of them before.
Never happened. The golden book. You were asking for bylaws, Allison. The bylaws of Audio Obscura State. We can listen to clips twice and only twice. And wait, oh crap, what's the... Oh, and we can't look anything up. That's the second clue. That's the second rule. Here we go.
Yeah, I tried once to get a third listen or something, and I was quickly shut down.
No exceptions for anyone, even our dear friends.
I didn't know.
Yeah. Clip number 6, final clip. Here we go.
You can help them learn their numbers like 67, 66, 64. We don't have to worry about the other numbers. These are the ones that scientists have decided are harder.
It almost felt like she was like, you can help them learn their numbers. She turned into like a quarantine teacher to me.
She has like 5 cards.
Or like selling teacher things. Apothecary. Cookie's teacher's apothecary.
She has something in her, it's just stuff in her house that she is just like getting rid of.
Yeah.
And it is very clearly like not a real store.
She's unloading.
I feel like she's suggesting gifts for children.
Who drink?
Who drink a lot.
Yeah, well, you drink a lot. The person buying the gifts for the kids is a drinker.
Right.
So it's an alcoholic parent.
Right.
This is a quarantine store.
What we had 60, what we had 67, 66, and 64, and none of the scientists have decided the other numbers aren't important.
These are the harder numbers. Yeah, these are the harder numbers.
Those are the harder ones to learn. She's got. Oh boy. I mean, I don't know what the hell she's holding up at this moment where she's talking about the numbers, but I am firmer in my conviction than ever that this is a very weird ASMR role play thing at a trinket shop, an imaginary trinket shop, which is actually just this woman showing off stuff in her house. But
you
she's cosplaying.
Still think it's ASMR?
Yes.
He's trying to tie it all together. So that he's still right?
No, I have not wavered. I have not wavered.
He's starting with the conclusion and just grabbing on to things that fulfill that conclusion.
I think you're right about
that. That is the moral of this podcast.
For radical honesty.
This is Ben. Here's a tree of everyone else's ideas.
I'm not going to be shamed into having the wrong answer.
No, I feel like you're right about everything but the ASMR.
ASMR.
I
agree.
I could be wrong. I will acknowledge that. But this is the most, this is the complete picture to me.
Yeah, and if you are wrong, and you will eat that plush toy
if you,
and I will eat this plushie
yellow
thing.
Red
it's a brave answer.
And we will watch you swallow it, correct?
Yep.
Oh, he's going on air while we're all recording. Okay. Yeah, it's happening.
And also, your girlfriend is okay with you eating it because you did say it was hers.
She's telling me no. She's saying no. Oh, it's her sister's, so I shouldn't eat it. I'll eat something.
Okay, yeah.
That's one of those things, though, if you eat it, it's going to come out intact. So I think you should go for it. Like, that's just going to pass right through you. I have one sweeping guess that she is wearing very dangly bracelets, and that's the noise we are hearing.
Wispy, thick but flared hair.
It's a big brain answer.
So, I think we're all in agreement. It is a video. We are being shown items.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel that.
And I think that each of these have been different clips too. Like, I think they're like short videos where she's like finding random things and then recording them.
It is not a continuous.
I feel like here's a new place I've discovered. It's cookies, whatever the heck it is. Mm-hmm. And here are some things that you can buy here. And they're from Cookie's personal home.
Right.
I don't think she's Cookie. Yeah. But I think she's showing us Cookie's goods.
Well, we do get a second listen.
I think Jamie's
on
his own team now.
Yeah, let's give it a second listen.
Yeah, I think all the team. I think the teams have formed into everybody and then Ben.
I said everybody but Jamie.
Oh. No, I think
it could be.
I think,
or it could
you're
be
upset
ladies.
About the headphones
it
thing.
Could be ladies, Jamie, and Ben.
No, I think Ben's on an island.
Everything's
here.
Going my way.
All right,
y'all
DJ.
Y'all are gonna be so upset when I'm right.
This is for the ladies.
Here's the second listen for our final clip. Clip 6. Here we go.
You can help them learn their numbers like 67, 66, 64. We don't have to worry about the other numbers. These are the ones that scientists have decided are harder.
It did sound like she was putting a card down at last. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Flipping pages.
Like almost semantics. Like bingo or something, right? Where mm-hmm. it's like, oh, it's an old bingo kit, and these are the only ones numbers that are left or something. I don't know.
That's funny.
I really want to know who this person is, just because I still think she sounds so familiar, and I
see her in my, I have an idea.
I'm dying to know who she is.
I feel like people are handing her random things, and then she has to make up a reason that you should mm-hmm. buy it.
That's an improv game, right? Where it's like, what is this item? But you have to think of a different use for the item. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what it does feel like. You're right.
I feel like she's just a bored improv performer, not unlike others on this
all
call.
Of us.
Just looking
literally
for something
everyone.
To do.
All 8 squares on this screen.
Yeah.
Well, folks, we have come to the end of the regular season of this mystery. So now is the
Stop
time
it.
When
no.
our two teams will collectively... No, Hannah. We've lost Hannah. Peeing on the Christmas tree again? Oh, she can't hear us. You all right?
Sorry about that.
You all right?
My sister's a professional photographer, and I'm guessing this is important. Winona was chewing on it.
Okay. Oh!
Oh, yeah, that's the camera.
It's fine.
Hi, Winona.
Okay, we're back.
Winona, tell us what the answer is, Winona. Tell us.
So now is the time when our two teams need to collectively decide if they are going to use the hint clip or not. As a reminder to the teams, if you guess now and lock in your guess, you will still get to hear the hint clip, but you can win a maximum of 3 points. Whereas if you take the hint and wait to lock in your guess later, then you can only win 2 points.
Ooh.
Can the ASMR
I feel like somebody has to.
Can the ASMR piece just be Ben's special guest, like his add-on?
He's on his own island.
So that we all hear it.
Does anyone else have to attach themselves to that?
Look, listen. Here's my full rundown, and this does not have to be the team guest, because I know I'm the outlier. And but I'm gonna stick to it. One, because I'm fairly sure I'm right, and two, because I think that makes a good radio if I'm wrong. So,
this is not radio,
this
sir.
This is a podcast.
Excuse me, this
Sirius.
Podcast goes out to tens of people. Thank you very much.
The people who are recording this right now.
My guess, my rundown is YouTube, ASMR, trinket shop role play, maybe with a Southwest theme.
Ben, it sounds like, for the purposes of this moment in the mystery, it sounds like you're suggesting that your team not take the hint.
I'm going to bow out from here on because I've spoken my piece and I will let my teammates decide whether they would like to anchor themselves to my confidence or if they know better than that.
I don't know Ben as well as many on this stage. I have seen Ben perform. My God, it's great. He seems very confident. And I want to know how we feel about Ben's confidence in normal life. And if his confidence is probably the right track. Mm. What do we think?
I don't watch ASMR videos, so I can't, I can't say for certain, but my understanding of them was it was more than just like an accent. You know, it's like people whispering or like doing something like, you know, like something else pleasing, some other sound thing.
Well, and so the element that I think,
like talking isn't.
Well, the element that I think exists here is that she's speaking very softly. It's a very, mm-hmm. it's a very soft sort of calming, inviting kind of tone.
So I'm a big ASMR buff. Like I fall asleep listening to ASMR sometimes. Once I watched an hour long video of someone reading an Applebee's menu ASMR style. I would say this is not ASMR. And the reason for that is just because of you would hear more like very purposeful sound making noises, like nails clinking against the clinky ceramic materials. That's Maybe. Just me, Ben. But I respect you.
But, look, I respect you.
Great.
I think we all
can we go around the table? Jamie, I respect you.
That's fine.
David,
wow. I'm sorry. I will stop now. It's up to y'all. It's up
okay,
to y'all.
Listen, we've got Ben's outlier guess. How about this? Let's change gears. Let's go to the nipple queens, and then we'll come back to the okay. official radical. Honesty guess, and we also have to you also have to decide if we're using the hint clipper.
Now we were hot with our guests earlier.
I know we were so
with the hot cold. So like that's I think we don't want to let go of that that heat. We want to maintain the heat.
Yes.
In that there's something like a personal item wasn't that our guest personal item?
It was.
Yeah. So okay. So that's important to remember. I don't know how do you guys feel. You want the hint?
Honestly, I could go for a hint. I love a hint, but I think it would just help to confirm what we already know. So we could also just say, I don't know. Is it close enough to say it's kind of a comedy? I don't think it's sincere. Can we agree on that? Is that something? Or do you think it's sincere?
I think it's sincere.
Oh, okay. Then we don't agree.
But
that's great.
I am happy to go. I feel more confident that you know what you're talking about. Like mine feels like an inclination, and you seem very sure of yourself. So
I'm playing it fast and loose.
I feel like this person is real, and it's one of those people that you're like, this has to be a comedy bit, but oh no, nope, it's real. Okay. They're selling this stuff. You can get a turkey pumpkin and a dose of magic.
Well, if there are two queens in this nipple gang that are sincere, then I will join you on the sincere bus.
Toot, toot.
How do we feel about hint? Do we want one or not?
I don't think we need one because we got it hot that first time around, right. You know?
Paige, okay. Do you want to just like wrap up what you think our guess is? Because
Let's hold on just a second then. So if it sounds like you guys are probably not going to take the hint, let's just get a confirmation from Radically Honest whether or not they want to take the hint. And then if both teams agree,
Radical Honesty.
Radical Honesty, excuse me, not Radically Honest.
So Radical Honesty, there's three of us, so it should be a simple majority vote, right? I vote no hint.
I vote no hint.
I stand with you.
Yeah, okay, so no one is taking the hint. We will still hear the hint, but we'll get lockdown guesses from everybody first. So we can go ahead and get guesses from you guys. Nibble Queens, you were right there ready to maybe put one in words. Do you want to go ahead and do that?
Yes.
Yes.
Cool. Yeah, what is it?
What is your
now
guess?
Now I turn it over to Paige.
Now remember, we need both source and subject.
So
we need what is the top, the content, and then we need the format as well.
Okay, so I think... Personally, I think it is someone selling personal items, and I think the source is a video. Do we have to be super specific in the video context.
You do not. Like, you don't need to say YouTube versus Vimeo versus whatever.
In my mind, it's like someone on Facebook Live doing like one of those hot sales. You know, there's a little timer at the bottom of the screen, and she's like, I've got some Al figurines. Clink, clink, clink. Here you go, Brenda in Dallas. Love you, girl. Let's meet up for drinks next time I'm in town. That's where my mind is at. But I want to also hear, I want to make sure that you guys are secure with that guess, if it indeed is the guess. Thank you. I yield my time.
For me, it does feel like a Facebook marketplace type idea, or like somebody's trying to sell their stuff through their cookies, whatever boutique, and they've decided, hey, we're going live because we can't open the store.
I stand with the queens, the nipples.
Great.
Also, Winona is falling asleep.
Yeah, what is one eye asleep? So one of her eyes is asleep. The other is awake. It's a prolonged wink.
Oh, no, she's a little dolphin.
For the listeners, Winona's an adorable French bulldog.
They know.
Yes. Yeah. because actually, listeners, Obscurity will remember that we did request that Anne bring Winona with her the next time she was on. So, Nibble Queens, am I correct that your locked-in guess is a Facebook Marketplace video of selling items in a video, and we're saying, like, authentic. This is true. This is real.
Yes, I feel secure with that.
Yes.
Yes. Cool.
I feel moderately secure with that.
No ASMR.
Great. Radical honesty, he says nervously.
Thank you.
Okay, cool.
Thank you.
Your guess. So,
I don't.
I like what they said, but instead not honest.
Yes, I don't think
I think it's funny. I don't think it's sincere.
As in,
and if we need to add the plus ASMR to include our entire team to feel comfortable, I am willing to do that.
I say no to that.
This is a safe place.
That's kind. That's nice of you. Place. When you say not sincere, you mean like this store is a fictitious store.
Yeah. It's a bit.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a bit.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm definitely on board with you there. And I think specifically, I mean, we probably don't need to get this specifically, but I think this is some kind of trinket or souvenir shop that that she's role playing.
An apothecary of sorts.
I do think they are real items from her home that like during quarantine she is finding, and she's, you know, maybe getting rid of these things,
putting them on blast
in some fashion.
Like, why do I or someone owns these things?
But I don't think she is selling a turkey pumpkin for $82.37 necessarily.
They're rare.
I don't.
Yeah.
I think it is a real item in her home, but I don't think it is like a situation where she is expecting somebody to respond and say sold.
God, can I just say, after hearing these arguments, I am totally flip-flopping, and I am sorry, Anne. I should have trusted you from the very beginning.
No, it's too late for that.
I know.
No,
I
understand. You locked in.
You know what? I stand with you, Paige.
Thank you.
I'm here with you. You don't need to apologize to me, because we chose a path.
Yes.
We're on that path together.
Yeah, we're there.
Now your eyes are mimicking Winona's. Also,
you're also one eye's falling asleep.
I stand with you, Paige.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay.
I wanted the hint and I didn't fight for it. Now I kind of wish I did.
Oh no! Come on!
Oh man!
And so now,
Ben, are we adding in the addition? Kelly's like, no. Why would you ask?
I think we need to put it to a simple majority vote again, because there's three of us.
Okay, that's fair.
And there's no one's like team captain or whatever. So we just got to put it to a majority vote.
Oh, it's going to come up down to Allison.
Are we?
Yeah, it's all you, Allison.
She's the swing.
Do I choose kindness or my brain?
If that wasn't a bigger statement for 2020, I don't know what.
Ben will still eat something, though, right? Even if it's not our official team guess, it's still his guess. Yeah. And he'll eat his sister-in-law's plush toy.
Time is running out.
Time is running out. All right. Okay, I'm going to go down the list here, and y'all tell me if tell me yay or nay that you agree to the following attributes. One, video. Yay?
Yay.
Yes.
Yay.
Okay.
Yay.
Video on YouTube specifically. Yay?
I'll say yay to that.
Okay, that's two yays.
I mean, it doesn't really matter. But
the motion passes. It is some sort of ASMR thing. Yay?
Nay.
All right. The motion doesn't pass. It is a... it is someone role-playing as though they have some sort of trinket shop. Yay?
Yay.
And these are items that she's actually just finding in her house. Yay?
Yay.
Yay.
Okay. Great.
And that's eating our... eating things left and right.
Eating imaginary air? I don't know what's happening.
That's Ben taking the ideas from everyone. Oh, I don't know
the
why.
Tree.
I don't mean to be...
And
I don't mean to be.
And I don't know. I don't know why you think I should be the only one who doesn't hear the other things people are saying. Like I should have been cordoned off and guessing completely on my own.
You're right, and I apologize. I realized when you were like, "It's fine, everybody, I'll stop talking," that I was taking it too far. I'm sorry. Never stop.
So effectively, the two teams are mimicking each other's guests. It's just that Nipple Queens have been locked in with Authentic and Sincere, and Radical Honesty has been locked in with Inauthentic or A Bit, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Excellent. Yeah. Obscurians, if you do not want the hint for this 2-year anniversary episode, this is your chance. You can lock in your guests as well. You can tell a friend, write it down. Foster, what else can they do with their guests?
They can put it into a spectrogram, and then you can, if you analyze it, you can see it. You can see the guess if you take that audio file. Yeah.
Take a snapshot of that and send it into us at Audio Obscura Pod on social media. We'd love to see it. Great. We are ready for the hint clip, which doesn't matter to anyone except the Obscurians listening at home because it can't affect anyone's guess here on the episode. So here we go. The hint clip.
Because you can't appreciate nice things. Clearly you can't. So, what can I pack up for you today? What would you like? What would you like?
Wow, getting salty at the end.
Ouch.
It did sound like she was trying to talk to somebody, but they still weren't involved.
Right. Did she say you can appreciate nice things or you can't?
You can't.
You can't. I heard can't.
Wow.
Wow.
It didn't...
Because I think that's why she got saucy.
It didn't really feel like a helpful hint, to be honest.
Let's give it a second listen.
Yeah, we'll hear it one more time, see if it gives you anything.
Let's hear it again.
Because you can't appreciate nice things. Clearly you can't. So, what can I pack up for you today? What would you like? What would you like?
Huh. Did you hear the audio flub at the top?
It sounded like she bumped a microphone or something.
Yeah, it definitely feels home.
I couldn't tell if it was like Wi-Fi or...
It sounded like...
I think it might be interactive.
It sounded like in that brief moment that she was talking to like an ex-boyfriend and being like, you can't appreciate nice things, so let me pack up your stuff and you can get out.
Oh,
to me, I think I've decided within our own guess that it might be like MTV Cribs. where, you know, you welcome to the home. It's like a comedy. Welcome to the home.
CMT Cribs?
Huh?
CMT Cribs?
Country,
it feels more country music television. Say,
sure.
Yeah.
And that, where it's like someone's following her around and she's trying to sell items, that kind of thing. Yeah.
What if it's an estate sale, but nobody died but her relationship?
Oh, I like that premise.
I like that.
That's why the turkey pumpkin's so expensive, because
it was a gift.
She knows he wants it. Gift. Yeah.
They made it in a pottery class.
Oh, my God.
Well, David, I'm segueing into this part. And this part is, we are now going to actually hear the reveal. Will they win 3 points or 2 points or one? Who knows? Will Ben eat that thing? That plush thing? And Ben, you can put some ketchup or ranch on that if you want. You have my permission.
I'm ready.
Maybe some whipped cream with strawberries.
Okay.
All right. Is everyone ready for the reveal? For the listeners, Ben is holding up the plush panda thing to the camera.
Can you give me like 10 minutes? I need to prepare myself. Okay, I'm ready.
Let's hear it.
My name is Mary. I'm also known as Southern ASMR Sound. It's really good to see you here.
Dang.
Shut the front door.
Ben, your esophagus is safe.
Oh, man.
I knew you were smart.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Please, please. please clip out the moment when she says ASMR from the Zoom recording.
Holy wow. Sh- and this is how
look at girlfriend.
This is how one person can poison the well and ruin one person's reputation.
In a don't group. Do that, Annie.
And I mean, Ben, I'm sorry we doubted you.
I'm sorry. I asked yeah. everyone how we felt about your confidence,
and you all doubted me.
Ben, how much ASMR do you consume?
I have, I've listened to a good amount. The thing is, and this is why I love this show so much, I just go around the internet just finding its weirdest stuff. I go off on rabbit trails all the time, and that's why I love listening to your show, because I feel like this is the only time that sort of thing comes in handy in terms of knowledge. But yeah, I'm familiar with ASMR stuff, and Paige was too, but Paige had a differing view on what constitutes it.
Yeah.
She's on a different Reddit page.
I outed myself as someone who goes to bed with the light of an ASMR YouTube video, and I still didn't connect those dots. So, bravo.
Specifically Applebee's.
I love their starters.
We didn't need the reminder.
That's so funny.
I love the sound of their starters. Yeah.
Oh, jalapeno cool. poppers.
Yeah. So is she actually showing any item? Is this a YouTube video?
This is a YouTube video. Yeah, and in fact, David, I'm going to go ahead and share my screen.
Oh, wow.
Nope. Not at Flea all. Flea market. Not at all.
All right. Same.
So we are looking.
That's Cindy Lauper?
Let's see. Hold
yeah.
on.
Got a British vibe.
Yeah. Yeah. So the name here is, what is it? ASMR Ridiculous Flea Market Roleplay.
42-minute
roleplay.
We're wrong on every.
Guys, okay. I'm sorry.
It's a long yeah. one. So, I'm just
yours truly, Foster and I both watched the entire thing.
Oh.
Oh my gosh.
I'm going to skip through to some of the items that we talked about during this mystery.
For the listeners, she's wearing a Minion tie-dye mm-hmm. sweatshirt.
It's pretty sweet. Mm-hmm.
Is that a Gumby goblet? It's fun to say.
Oh, that's what Paige was talking about, like the click, click, click. We didn't hear that, though. Yeah.
Uh-huh. The intro to this was, you look like you drink a lot.
Is that her accent? Is that an authentic accent?
This, yes, from our understanding, she is an authentic Southern person. This
yeah,
video.
I recall, so wow. In the reveal clip, that's from her channel video, which just states that she's known as Southern ASMR Sounds. Like, that's her tag.
Oh.
And that's what the AS stands for, authentic Southern.
Yep.
Here's the eight. This is the 8 doses of magic. She was talking about these.
Oh my god!
Yeah. Ice cubes.
Ice
that
cube
is
things.
True though. The way they feel in your mouth, it's magic.
Wait, where's the mustache belt?
Oh, yes. Let's get to that. Here it is.
Oh,
you
I see it
on the counter.
I see it.
You see it?
Yeah.
And okay, is she showing us the price here? So the joke is like she's treating this customer us like basically like we're a trash uh-huh. person. And the prices are incredibly inflated is kind of the game that's going on here. So this is definitely a comedy bit.
Turkey pumpkin. Turkey
yes,
pumpkin.
Turkey pumpkin. Let's get to it. It's the best. There he is.
Oh, it's like a psychedelic wow. minion.
It's an owl holding a pumpkin.
With a pumpkin.
That's an owl pumpkin.
I would pay that much for that. So I don't believe that the prices are inflated.
I think she said there. She said, it's disturbing, but only if you think about it too hard. I think that sums up this whole video.
Yeah, that's very accurate. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so we have things like doll hair, which is this right here. She was selling like a Hot Wheels style car. And in
which
fact,
she sold, I believe, for $17,000. Is that right, Foster?
I think she offered it for $18,000, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right.
Yeah,
very low mileage.
Yeah, but she'd be willing to come down to 17,000 for that.
That's fair. So she was just BSing about like the difficult numbers.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Arguably, she was BSing this entire.
Well, yes,
thing.
Yes.
It was kind of like what a couple of you were saying that this is basically she is doing an improv game. She's yeah. like, I've got these weird things I got grabbed from the thrift store. I'm gonna play this character and I'm gonna make up some stuff. While I'm doing it and just
So, yeah, to give a little bit of the origin story, the description of this particular video reads, note, this one is just goofy. I found this hoodie at Goodwill a while back, and somebody suggested this role play to go along with it, so here we go. Welcome to my booth. Come see the amazing deals that I have for you today. So she's setting it up already as this is not one of my normal ASMR videos. I'm going to do this role play to go along with it, and hence the whole bit.
And it was Cookies Flea Market.
It was the bleep word, yep.
I apologize, Ben.
Yeah.
We all do.
I apologize, you know, too, Ben.
It's true that geniuses are not appreciated in their time, but are only only seen for their value afterwards.
I take back and that's my
Ben, I was actually, I respected you. I respected you the entire episode, unlike some other people, but now I don't after that comment.
I just, before you do anything irrational, just remember that I almost chose kindness. I was there. I just want you to remember that in case you might want to do something crazy. All right. Okay?
Well,
so wait, so how many points?
Ben, put the knife down. Put the knife down.
Yes, we do need to talk about points. I think
we do.
Ben, with his outlier guess, for sure gets 3 points.
He didn't lock it in.
Wait, are we just totally upending the team idea, Buster?
Well, we don't need to do that for me. We don't need to do that for me.
A footnote. This is just like a footnote. If we were grading,
this is an asterisk.
Ben's outlier.
This isn't going to go in the stats, though. This can't go in the stats.
This is after class. The teacher pulls Ben aside and says, hey.
Ben maybe gets an extra brownie point.
You got it.
But we said that the teams will collectively guess.
You're right. So let's break it down. Both teams get a point for format. I think Radical Honesty, I think you get 2 points. One deduction for not sticking with ASMR. And David, what is the total for Nipple Queens?
Ooh, that's hard. You know what? We've awarded half points in the past, and I think we will again. I'm gonna give you guys 1.5 because you did get the like personal shopping concept, like the selling of items, down. But we missed the ASMR and we missed the inauthentic piece.
Sorry, so guys.
I will argue that if you offer the price that she was asking for any of those items, you can purchase it.
And I will argue point. That she is authentic in her pursuit of ASMR.
Yeah.
Oh, fair point. Yeah.
Authentic Southern.
These are
and
great justifications.
And I will argue that isn't this a podcast about confidence and less about accuracy?
Yeah.
I'm not sure you know what this podcast is about. You thought we could listen to all the clips again.
I did. I did think we were going to wrap up with all of the, audio. So,
well, congratulations to both our teams, and a special congratulations to Radical Honesty.
Mm-hmm.
And
well done.
Thank
everyone.
You all so much. Before we go into plugs, I just want to say thank you all so much for doing this. This has been a blast. We are honored to have you all on here, and thank you so much. And thanks for just being on the podcast in general, the previous episodes, and the future of the show. So thanks.
Thank you, Foster and David.
Happy 2 years.
Yeah.
I love doing the show. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. So let's go around. Let's do some quick plugs. Just share if anything you got going on or something you have coming up or a social media account or something where people can follow you and find out what you're up to. We're just going to go. How about we go clockwise around my Zoom screen? So Kelly Jacobson, we'll start with you.
I continue to have no actual talents or, you know, shows or things to plug. So I will say that you can donate to your local food bank for the holiday season. And you can follow me online at KanSassy, KanSassy.
And I love that everyone has to follow you now with hopefully a very selfish plug.
I'm sorry. I don't produce anything other than just hard work at my job.
Ben Oxer, where can people find out what you're up to?
Well, I feel bad plugging anything after she plugged food banks.
Just edit me to go last.
So also food banks. But...
plug for food banks.
My friend Brian Huther and I have a podcast called Brian Wants to Do a Podcast. It's very ridiculous. It's an improvised and then tightly edited sort of nonsense talk show where we have a lot of fun. Our comedy channel is called Friend Dog Studios, and we've got a bunch of stuff there that you can look at from the past. We are trying to create our 2020 sort of wrap-up video, which is, there's a lot of hurdles because it's hard to produce things right now, but if you go to Friend Dog Studios on YouTube, you might just see it soon.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you. Allison Jones.
Yeah. You know, nothing, but I would say stay sunny, safe, and sanitized.
Oh, I love it.
And be a it. Yeah, be a good person in the community. Please wear a mask. I would like to go back to work one day.
Thank you, Allison. And Cuddy.
You know, just here to promote
Does she have an Instagram or anything?
She left. No. No, we're keeping her locked in.
Food banks?
One more shout out for food banks?
Oh, no.
Nope.
I would like to promote, you know, make sure you vote in the presidential election because it's so important. these are the things that matter.
This drops January 2021.
Seven.
Okay.
Yeah. No. This is today is January 7th.
Too late to vote.
It is though.
Oh God, I missed it.
Vote in Georgia. There we go.
Yeah, everyone move to Georgia, register to vote.
I actually have something really serious I want to say, which is to whoever got mad at my mom when she was driving and got out of their car and punched her window and tried to open her car door and just like looked at her. That wasn't nice.
Where did that happen?
And you know what? If that person listens to this podcast, we don't want them anymore.
That's the end of the story.
You can stop.
By the way,
you can stop listening right here.
Whoa.
Ben's coming for
us.
Isn't
that nuts? Someone?
Yeah, that's. Where was that in?
The Twin Cities.
Was she in the car at the time?
You know what? I'm sure she did something wrong. Let's like. But.
Oh, wow.
You shouldn't. They were under the bus. You shouldn't get out of your car and punch someone else's window. Like, that's not nice.
No.
Let's just.
Almost never.
Let's just try to like do a little. I can't stop thinking about the anger one must have.
The strength.
Well, nothing happened to the window. Like.
And this is. Oh. And this is the best project plug I've ever heard.
I thought we were just supposed to promote something. I was just trying to promote the de-escalation of road rage, I guess.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. Okay. That's legitimate.
Well, we appreciate it.
Jamie Campbell, where can people find you?
Yeah, I just opened up an auto glass business.
in the Twin Cities?
I feel like we segued nicely into that.
Beautiful.
So you can go to our business website at jamiecampbellcomedy.com. I still haven't changed the domain, but it's, trust me, no funnies on there. It's all auto glass.
All right. Thanks, Jamie.
Thank you. Thank you. And Paige Lockhart.
Yeah, I'm a Capricorn, so follow me on LinkedIn. Request to connect with me on LinkedIn. And if you have any tips on how to get crows to stop eating out of your bird feeder, please send me that information. Please. Please.
It's very specific.
But they are birds, so.
I know. Yeah. But the crows are so mean and big.
Bird feeder's the food bank of the avian world.
They're really smart. So it's probably not going to be great.
There's going to be a crow frontation.
Shut it down.
You could have said there was going to be a murder of crows.
That is what a group of crows is called. Mm-hmm. Good job.
Thanks.
Incubus
taught me.
Please check us out on the social medias. Audio Obscura Pod. And you can go to our website, audioobscurapod.com, and see our pretty faces. Thanks again, everybody.
Oh,
what?
Do you have an Instagram? Do you have an Instagram?
We do,
yeah. So all social media, we're at Audio Obscura Pod, no matter the platform. Except a lot of platforms.
I knew
that.
Like.
And if you've got a mystery suggestion, please email us at audioobscurapodcast@gmail.com. Thanks again, everybody.
Yeah, thank you to all of our guests. Foster, thank you to you as well. I just want to, as from one co-host to another, I want to say thank you for a wonderful 2 years. Happy cotton anniversary, I guess.
Happy cotton anniversary, David Martinez.
Thank you, thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening, Obscurians, for sticking with us for 2 years.
Buddy.
I love you too. We love the Obscurians who listen. Thank you for coming on this journey with us. It's so much fun to do for you all. And everybody have a good night. Stay safe.
Goodbye.
Happy holidays, guys.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Good to see you all.
Bye.
Audio Obscura is a weekly audio mystery podcast. Never miss an episode by subscribing on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. Send your audio mystery suggestions to audioobscurapodcast@gmail.com. If you'd like to support the show, you can share it or leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Thanks for listening.
Oh, it's sizzling.